Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Wednesday, February 1st, 2017. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Well, the big news today was, well, there's a couple things, right? First of all, the Federal Reserve leaves rates unchanged. And furthermore, it didn't, if you look at their language, I mean, it was kind of boring, right? I always enjoy reading people who, you know, take the last statement and then take the current statement and with a highlighter show you the differences, and they're almost the same, right? Except for, you know, except for just little tiny things. They get analyzed and overanalyzed. But anyways, they signaled, hey, maybe there's not going to be a March rate hike. So remember back in December when they raised rates, that everyone was fearing that this was going to be the period of normalization, that rates were going to be hiked up, three or four rate hikes in 2017. And going back to the previous year in 2015, after December's rate hike in 2015, they thought last year would be the year of three or four rate hikes. So that didn't happen then. Will it happen this year? So far it looks like, yeah, the economy is still a little on the sluggish side. I mean, GDP came in, was it last week they released the number, the final number for 2016 at 1.9%. So it's pretty sluggish. I mean, kind of dangerous to go on a rate hike binge with the market not growing very fast. On the other hand, it is growing, and that's been good for the market, where we haven't seen much inflation. A little bit, it's picking up a little bit, but still, in the Fed release today, they didn't seem too concerned about it. At least the interest rates or inflation rate, you know, still whatever, below their target or right around there anyways. So that's that. So the market today really was kind of disappointing, right? It opened up big, and Apple earnings, maybe Apple earnings were a lot of that last night, where, you know, we were warned that nobody ever is going to buy an Apple iPhone again, that the Apple iPhone 7, 7 Plus, they weren't selling. But, you know, it turns out they were selling. They sold a lot of them, and the iPhone 7 Plus people like. And I have one. I like it. And for me, the biggest upgrade, I mean, the camera's really nice, but that battery life, I mean, it's pretty sweet. I mean, to me, you know, once you start getting a whole day of use in, I don't know. I don't know. That's good news for me. But anyways, even with the big Apple surge, the pulling up some of the tech indexes and stuff like that today, the market did kind of sell off and basically ended up, you know, up a little bit, but you know, not as much as we had hoped. So the market really for the past couple of weeks has been a little shaky, and I think that's mostly due to, or a big contributor of that is the tax cuts. I mean, how far off are the tax cuts being pushed off? People thought the tax cuts for businesses and personal, especially business tax, the tax cuts, the repatriation of capital, of tax of money that's overseas, in addition to personal taxes, you know, that's kind of on the back burner with all the other stuff going on, all the other fireworks with immigration executive orders, right? Immigration and, you know, freezing the EPA. It seems like there's so much going on every day that it's hard to focus on any one thing, right? It's all over. So we had the confirmation hearings today, more folks getting confirmed, and the Democrats started just walking out of the little committees, so folks couldn't get, you know, past the committee and into the Senate for a full vote. But the Republicans blew that up today, and they just passed them on anyway. So I don't know, Tillerson and looks like what, Mnuchin, Price. The only one that looks kind of questionable of whether or not she'll get confirmed is DeVos for education, but she probably will too. But that one, I don't know. I kind of agree with a lot of her positions, but she wasn't that strong in her testimony, right? It was kind of weak, but I don't know. It's probably a tough thing. I probably wouldn't do well at that either. They ask you questions and you're like, huh? Grizzly bears. One of the things I think is kind of funny is this whole fake news, alternative news, and that, you know, every day when Trump speaks, today he spoke, you know, black or it's African-American month or Black History Month. And Trump spoke today with a bunch of black leaders, including, you know, Ben Carson was there. And I thought it went really well, right? But then afterwards, I'm reading all this commentary and they're just like, he's a racist. He's a, you know, he's Hitler, right? Because, you know, anybody you disagree with is Hitler. So I was just shocked because I was like, did they see the same thing I did? But one of the funny things is Sean Spicer does these press conferences every day, which, you know, normally who cares, right? It's a White House press conference, and maybe you hear a clip of it later. But these are becoming like daily watches, daily must-see TV, right? Because the media is just kind of blasting him, and he's kind of blasting right back. And sometimes he's not even asking the mainstream media, the lamestream media, any questions, right? He's just going to other alternative news outlets. And today, they Skyped, had some questions Skyped in. And things got kind of testy today. I don't know if you saw that, but worth a look. But one of the funny things is CNN, right? Because Trump went after CNN this morning when he was talking with the folks at the Black History Black History Month meeting. And then I guess over the weekend, Spicer said this about... directed at CNN, quote, "I'm not going to sit around and engage with people who have no desire to actually get something right," unquote. So there you go. And Trump did bash him at the meeting this morning. So they are basically kind of singling him out, right? Anyways, that's it with Trump. He did nominate a candidate for the Supreme Court. So we shall see how that goes, if that gets filibustered or not, or if the Republicans use the nuclear option and get the guy in. We shall see. So Apple now, after today's rally, it was up pretty big today. It's now just, let's just say $5, a little bit more than $5 away from its all-time high. Its all-time high was $134.54. So that was back on April 28th, 2015, and was an intraday high, not a closing high. But, you know, so far this year, Apple's up 12%. And beating the NASDAQ, which is up 5% for the year. And over the past 12 months, Apple stock is up 35%, while the NASDAQ is up 22%. So, yeah. So, with all the trolling going on, I don't know what your Facebook feed looks like. Mine looks crazy. And same thing with Twitter, right? I find myself on Facebook a lot lately, more so than Twitter, just because I think that live streaming and stuff, I don't know, it's getting more and more engaging, I find Facebook. But Twitter is going to try to do things to fight harassment and trolling. They report earnings next week, so that'll be interesting to see how they're doing. Facebook did report earnings today after the bell and was up, I think, about 3% last I saw. And, you know, soaring revenue growth, just amazing. And I own a lot of stuff Facebook, and I think it's going to 1,000. There, I showed it. Not immediately, of course. But I think it's going up. I think it's a major player for the next decade. And they still have a ton of growth, right? And they're expanding into other things. What did they talk about today? Making, you know, more visual video available. I don't know. We'll see. The Raiders, the Oakland Raiders. I was going to say Los Angeles. Or was it Las Vegas? I don't know. Anyways, Sheldon Adelson, the casino mogul, he's dropped out of a plan to help fund $1.9 billion football stadium in Las Vegas. So I think the Raiders filed to move to Las Vegas, but they may not have a place to play. So we'll see what happens. Hey, I hear there's a vacancy in San Diego. Maybe they could go there, the San Diego Raiders. Yeah, I feel sad. I mean, if you're a sports fan in Oakland and, you know, the Black Hole's a famous place to play football. So I feel sad when a team leaves. But I know they're always looking for something new, right? New upgrades to the stadium and stuff like that. Well, anyways, hey, so my market views are much the same. I really haven't done anything. I'm a little worried about the market. I don't think February is a very strong month historically in the market. You know, the first of the month tends to be a little stronger as 401k additions hit. But I'm a little concerned that we're going to see a little selling here. And I'm actually even concerned that we may slip into a little bit of a recession. You know, the stock market jumped after Trump's election, really anticipating, you know, cuts in regulations, cuts in taxes. And the regulation cuts, I mean, they've been promised, right? But I don't know how much we'll actually see. And tax cuts seem to be put off. And he seems to be focusing on Obamacare, at least Congress does. I think Trump was meeting today with the leadership to talk about, you know, prioritizing the agenda. And I really do hope they move tax cuts back to the front burner. And I think that would be positive for the stock market. Well, hey, I hope you're having a great one. See ya. This is Ex Norwegian, Spin It, Win It, from MusicAlley.com. Spot Safe Music. See ya.